is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right back into your phone calls. And we'll start things out by talking with Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Liberty is a great thing, but what tags along a lot is corruption. And conspiracy is just a game plan in attaining power to control that corruption.
Now, wait a second, Dave. Well, you said liberty is a great thing, but what tags along is corruption. I don't understand.
Because it greed and evil within people, because when there's liberty, it's easy to set up a corruption.
But how?
And the corruption is always present in politics. And
I that's what that, brings but if me. You have politics,
when
you
we
don't
catch
have...
these guys betraying the great public trust, they should be punished to the fullest of the extent of the law.
I agree with that.
I bring up these two judges in Pennsylvania that were busted for filling up a juvenile detention home with kids, ruining lives and families, and buying a boat, and the boat was named Real Justice.
Yeah,
they
I heard
only
about
get
that one.
7 years.
What
you
a
get
joke.
Caught growing a plant of cannabis, a plant that will feed you, clothe you, house you, and fuel you. They'll take your kid, they'll take your car, they'll take your house,
yep.
take your bank account, put you in jail for 25 years. Today's St. Valentine's Day. 7 people died on this day in 32, 33, whatever it was, and it changed the prohibition deal. 4,000 year die each year with the drug war. Lift the prohibition on drugs and stop half of the corruption that goes on.
If not more than that, I'm with you, man, 100%.
And it's time that good people stand up and scream about this, because this is the corruption that is ruining our liberty.
Well, now you don't
and
actually
people are afraid of that word liberty. Like that last caller, that lady, when true freedom talk is occurring, it scares the crap out of people, because they're too free. There's never all freedom only expands. When freedom starts to contract, it's no longer freedom. And we've been contracting liberty.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Liberty is not really around anymore because you're controlled in so many ways, as you brilliantly pointed out. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And I don't know. Maybe we're just a little confused on the premise there, but there can absolutely still be corruption in the in a situation of liberty. If you are in a world where we truly have a free market, we truly have a voluntary society, could there still be corruption in that? Could somebody try to cook the books at their business and siphon some money off of the top or something like that, some sort of corrupt style activity? Could that still go on? Sure, it could still go on. But the corruption level, if that were the case, would be far lower than what we have today, because what we have now is a governmental system that is so widespread, so intrusive in our lives, and so powerful that it attracts those who would like to be corrupt. It attracts the corruptible, and it attracts the corrupted, and it gives them the ability to wield power over innocent people's lives, which just gives them far more opportunities to essentially utilize their corruption for their own gain and again, wield power over other people's lives at the same time. Whereas if it's just somebody who's embezzling from their business or something like that, he's not affecting, or that corruption
right.
is not affecting as many people in that you aren't forced to buy from his business.
Right. It's corruption or greed really don't have any effect, on a large scale unless there's power involved. And power is enacted through the force of guns, usually in the form of government. So if you have a small, weak government, or none at all, which is what you propose, if you have a small, weak government, people can't use that as a tool to get what they want.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you think that Walmart is poisoning the atmosphere or something like that, well, they're doing it because of their relationships with the government. They're doing it through zoning restrictions that don't allow other competition. You know, all of these things. People think that it's the corporations that are coming to get us and they're destroying the planet. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's that government that you're talking about. It's that power of the worker.
The government is a corporation, but yes, you're absolutely right. The government is institutionalized corruption. That's what it is. Because even if you elect somebody who claims to be a holy roller, even if you elect somebody who, you know, says, I'll do the right thing and I'll, you know, govern in this way and I'll be a better governor than these other people have been, you're giving them access to controlling others. You're giving them access to the gun in the room. The state is it's essentially just an agency of coercive violence. It's a violent monopoly, and there's no way that a violent monopoly, even in the hands of the right people, can not be corrupt. I mean, the whole concept is inherently corrupt. The idea of controlling other people's lives at the threat of violence seems corrupt to me.
I understand, and we've moved, you know, from in some cases towards more violent government, in some cases towards you know, less violent governments. You know, and I hope that the evolution of humankind comes to the point where we don't have to use violence to get use violence to get what we want. But I think that it's pretty easy for people to imagine things like, well, if we just just let the government handle the roads and, you know, police, then anything beyond that, you know, that it's just people getting what they want. Now, I understand where you're coming from.
It makes me think of Dale's AnarchyInYourHead.com strip this week where he introduces a new character. It's a great online comic strip. If you haven't been, AnarchyInYourHead.com introduces his new character, the Minarchist, who looks really crazy.
I believe he's called the Prankster.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But he introduces this new character. He looks really zonked and crazy, and he says, I believe that government is inefficient and can't do anything right, and that's why we need to put it in charge of the most important things, like roads and police. And let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
All right. Before I had a bad cell phone connection, but I sort of wanted to say something really quickly to dovetail into what Tom from New Hampshire was saying about how people run straight to the government. When the Katrina thing happened in New Orleans, there was a guy at work who said he was going to donate money, but then it occurred to him, where's our government in all of this? So I thought that was a pretty sad statement.
So wait, hold on. He was going to donate money, but then asked where the government was and then decided to not donate?
Exactly.
Because he'd already paid money to the government?
I think that was what he was thinking. Yes. Yeah. So is my connection okay this time?
Yeah, you said fine. I'm just making sure I'm understanding what it is you're saying. That's all.
So you're saying that what would have been charity, somebody doing the right thing, was forestalled because that person felt like they had already given in the form of taxes and that kind of thing. Is that what
there
you're
saying? There you go. See, that's it. And also footnote that it's the job of the government. It's the obvious job of the government to take care of that stuff. After all, what do we pay taxes for?
I understand, and you know that this is where this is the problem that government creates, is that it can't do anything right. It does it a very poor job at administering things like welfare or disaster relief or anything like that. So when it gets involved, it then requires 7, 8, 9 times the amount of money to do the same things a charity would. Likely they're going to do things in a much bigger way than the charity would, without really helping people anymore, but much bigger way. So they really are spending 100 times what the charity would, and they're not getting near the results. So it's best if charities handle these things, and it's best if people donate to them. And I know that the concerns are that, people won't donate enough. Well, charities are far more efficient than the government, so they don't need to donate as much.
Well, and it would also be best if the government people would allow the charities to actually come in and do the work, especially in a disaster scenario. I mean, there are actually in many cases prevented, physically prevented by the police from entering a disaster relief area. Oh, no, you know, we don't need you. Walmart, turn that truck full of water and ice around. We don't want you here. That's exactly what they did. I know you're calling for another reason. We'll bring it back here, Stephen, in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the number. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. That again, toll free, 800-259-9231. Number brought to you by SACL CAI. More Free Talk Live in moments.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-555-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their website. Shrine.freetalklive.com is one of the features. It is the lady listeners of the show, not all of them, those who have self-selected and decided to send themselves, send us a validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to Shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. And lady listeners, you are invited to become a part of the Shrine. All the details are there at Shrine.freetalklive.com.
You folks in Florida, listen up. It's the 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. You know, the people come from all over the country.
I was going to say, if you're a racing fan, this is big.
Yep, this is the Grand Prix racing. They turn both ways on this one. The mobile 12 hours of Sebring, sponsored by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th, for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. SebringRaceway.com. I went and saw this once. It is an amazing thing.
And let's continue here with your phone call. Steven in Colorado, you're back on Free Talk Live. Got some calls lining up. So what were you calling in about tonight?
Okay, really quickly, I just kind of hope you guys can help me sort this out. There was no mandatory public education in the United States until the 1830s or so. And people think that if we pushed Leonard Reed's magical button and got rid of the government or education, that only the wealthy could afford to read, could afford to learn to read, to go to school, etc.
Such nonsense.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's the idea that if we got rid of public school, that suddenly America would become illiterate, and it's absolutely nuts. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Right, and the evidence is against people who think that, I wanted to make my own ketchup. I like to do weird stuff once in a while. I wanted to make my own ketchup. I thought that might be kind of a fun thing to do. And I have an aunt, and she has a reprint of a mid-18th century American cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reprint. It's not original. And I thumbed through it, and sure enough, I found a ketchup recipe in there, over 200-year-old ketchup recipe. It was kind of neat, and I used it. And as I'm making this ketchup, it occurred to me, hold on. Who did they write the cookbooks for? If only the wealthy could afford to have an education.
Yeah.
Certainly wealthy women. You know, wealthy women don't sit around making ketchup and making stuff, cooking stuff.
The servants would do something like that.
Exactly. And the servants would have to know how to read in order to read that cookbook.
Absolutely.
Who were the cookbook written for? If not for just the average Joe back then.
The founding fathers found, they stated in, I believe it was Jefferson, it might have been Adams, and I hate to mention a name when I don't know for sure, but said that by and large everybody was literate around them.
Well, think about it. I mean, the literacy rate had to be better back then. Number one, government schools weren't around. Number two, there wasn't any television or anything like that to distract you with.
If the idea is that if without government education, then a certain amount of people would not educate their children, well, look.
Like a percentage of a percent or
right,
something.
Maybe. I don't know what that percentage is, but let's look at this for a second. Now, currently, on a national scale, 20% of students get out of high school functionally illiterate. 40%
mm-hmm,
in some regions. So your region, you can guarantee it's 10 or 15% just because that's what the math is. So
mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing that could happen here?
Yeah.
That 10 or 15% of the Americans couldn't read? Well, I mean, we already have that. For God's sake, we're spending $15,000 per student when you can send them to a private school for half that in most places. You can send them for half the money, but no, we have to spend all this money in order to what? Get a 20% illiteracy rate?
In order to give the administrators and the teachers sweet, sweet retirement
packages.
It's
all about unions, baby. It's all about jamming unions down Americans' throats.
Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight. Great
all
points.
Right.
I appreciate your time. 800-259-9231.
I don't have any problem with unions as long as they stay the heck out of government. But when I am forced to deal with one,
mm-hmm.
when the fact is that a teacher's union, I have to give my money over to the public school.
Or
and
they'll
that
steal
public
your
school,
house.
Right. Otherwise, they'll take my house away from me. and that public school has unionized teachers that, you know, they've got the National Association of Educators out there just pushing and pushing for how much money these people get. And God bless them. I'm sure they do a great and important job, but are they, should they be getting paid more than the average individual when they work 185 days a year?
They should be paid what the market says they're worth. And we don't know what that is.
Yes, we do. It's in public. It's in private.
It's not a true free market. It's not a true free market. So we don't know exactly what it would be because we don't have true competition in education. We have a severely restricted marketplace in education, and we need to try something new, like getting the government the hell out completely. Let's continue with your calls. Benjamin, listening to WFLA in Clearwater, Florida. Hello, Benjamin. You're on Free Talk Live. Benjamin going once. Hello?
Hello. I'm thinking about how this word socialism is treated, and it seems that the people that treat it that way are pretty much the haves. And my idea is that were this a homogenous country like Japan or Sweden, there wouldn't be this big deal about helping people that's on the bottom. But the fact that the country is drowning, I believe that the people who have maintained the money and power, they resent the fact that the country is drowning, and they don't want to share with people that don't look like them.
The country is drowning. What does that mean?
That means that population-wise, just like the Earth's population is browning. That means it's becoming more people of color, quote unquote, as opposed to just Caucasian. And that is one of the reasons why Americans, particularly for the Republicans, they find it so hard because their state of mind.
You think that people don't want to pay welfare and for public schools and things like that because they're bigoted?
Well, yeah, because they don't realize that the majority of the people that's on welfare is are white like them, but because the news media pretty much portray the black welfare mother. But it's just inconceivable to me.
I don't want to pay for welfare or I don't want to pay for public schools, and I don't want to pay for any of that stuff, and I don't care if it's for white people or black people or Mexican people. I mean,
I guess I have to accept the fact that there are people that are like that really they have no their ideology is pretty much, I guess, is Darwinistic, like every man for himself.
Wait. Hey, I just donated $700 to St. Jude's Hospital for kids with cancer. Am I in it for myself, or do I just not want to use an inefficient system that forces people to do something? I mean, you know what?
I don't think that donation really account of what I'm talking about. Everyone has their pet charity for one reason. Personal reason another.
The fact that I donated
your charity isn't good enough, Mark.
Right, my kids with cancer aren't good enough. Okay.
No, I didn't say it wasn't good enough. I'm saying that does not if you're being defensive, that does not exclude you. With that statement, would not exclude you from possibly being one of the type of people I'm talking about. So I say that's not a good example.
Okay, I want to come back and talk to you more about this because I think there's some confusion. I think there's some miscommunication going on here, and I want to clear it up. So we're going to bring you back if you'll hang on. 800-259-9231. It's easy for somebody to hear Mark say, well, I don't want to pay for these things, and think you're some kind of cold-hearted, evil man. And that's not what you were saying at all. So we'll clear it up.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control 2 things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those, including updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Too small for me.com. That's with the numeral 2, the numeral 4, too small for me.com. You use it to give away all the baby stuff you're not using. You can use it to get free baby stuff. It's an exchange site.
So it's no, you don't sell stuff there.
No, it's not an eBay. It's okay. Just an exchange site. And you can, you know, give away, because, you know, there's all this good baby stuff out there that, you know, essentially gets sent to secondhand stores and
yeah, you're
like
only going to get 25 cents at a garage sale for it or whatever, so you might as well just give it away.
Yeah, just give it away at toosmallforme.com. Check it out.
Cool. All right, so we continue here, and we're going to go back to Ben, who is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Now, Ben, you called up. We're talking about charity and helping people that are in need of assistance, and Mark kind of came off as sounding like an old, angry man who didn't want to pay taxes. But that's not because you don't want to help people, Mark. It's because you resent being forced to pay for these programs,
it's not,
right?
I wouldn't even go that far. I would. It's, you know, if the programs were administered well, I might, you might be able to convince me, but the fact is that they're not. They're wasted, and then, you know, the way that they're administered actually binds people into a state of poverty. Rather than giving them a helping hand to get out of poverty, a great deal of them, you'll see two and three generations on welfare.
So, Ben, with all that in mind, how do you feel about the idea of essentially making these welfare services you're talking about voluntary options and allowing people to choose for themselves how to spend their money and choose individually who to which organizations to donate?
Well, I think, first off, an economy that is capable of sustaining the middle class and for the lower middle class that have dreams and aspirations and talents to move up, an economy like that will make it so that that type of economy makes it so that less people has to go through the situation of needing this type of help. So here's the deal: is this the people that speak in this manner about I don't want about the taxes? They're generally people that are not those. We've had a situation where we've had that now for a past 8 years of this type of thing. And what's happened is that the
George Bush has grew many of the entitlement programs out there. Maybe you have the hope that Barack Obama will administer them better, and maybe even fund them more.
Entitlements are fine, but the economy, the people don't want entitlements. People want a good paying job that they can go to.
Sure.
And benefits and an opportunity to perhaps, maybe get on eBay and make $1 million selling baseball cards from an addict because they're such a marketing genius.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people want. These entitlements and this sort of thing, people get that because when the private sector fails, and the reason why the private sector fails is a basic human element of greed. And on top of that, in America, there's a certain amount of greed, there's classism, there's racism. Look at all the people in Appalachia who still have outhouses. These people need help. No one on Wall Street or these are rent Republicans like Sean had ever talk about actually making an economy that's going to help these people.
Right. Here's my question for you. I see where you're coming from when you say that greed is a problem. But maybe the case that in some instances in the private market there are some greedy people and they have some bad things happen as a result of their greed. That may be true.
I can't see how you might deny that.
But
I mean, it's obviously so.
But what would be the situation if those same greedy people that you believe are causing so much trouble actually got their hands on power? What if greedy people who are just normally businessmen and only running their business and being greedy in that way, what if those same greedy people ended up having the ability to control the lives of others, Benjamin? How do you feel like that would go?
Oh, you mean like politicians?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But because you do have politicians, some like you have Romney, you have politicians that at least
I don't care what their names are, dude. They're all the same to me.
I don't care what
party they're in. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what color they are or whatever. They are politicians. They are people who want to control the lives of others, and I don't appreciate what they're doing. Huh?
Okay, but you're a libertarian. What are you saying? See, politicians are not. They don't control the lives of others. The electorate by staying home 20-30%. Even Chavez got, it was something like 64%, 66%.
It doesn't matter if 100% turnout. No, it doesn't matter.
Government.
Look, Ben, I'm sorry, dude. It doesn't matter if 100% of people come out and vote. The choices are crap, and the system is awful.
Even if there were some great choices.
You're one of the people that's for the 13 Articles of the Federation, the United States Constitution.
No, I'm for abolishing the United States, actually.
Yeah.
I'm for ending the federal government and having 50 separate states, and I'd like to abolish them too. While we're at it,
I understand that, and I'm glad that we're moving forward. And the electorate did vote, and they voted to not do exactly what you're talking about. We're not going to destroy the union. But nobody.
Vote for anything like
not
that.
For fake, not for new Confederacy.
You know, here's the problem. The problem is force. Do you think it's okay to force your neighbor to do things?
Well, yes.
It's okay to force
my neighbor to don't pollute with excessive volume, excessive noise, And yeah, and perhaps trafficking and narcotics, having a meth lab explode. Yes, and yes.
Well, I can see how you would not want your neighbor to threaten your property in the sense of, you know, a noise pollution or, you know, explosion going on. But, you know, do you think it's okay to threaten your neighbor if they don't give money to your favorite welfare program?
You're talking about paying taxes.
Well, you can call it whatever you want.
You know what? This is what I think. I think this problem, this whole issue, still goes back to race. Because deep down inside, the photograph in people's mind, when they think welfare, they think of the project.
Wait, let me tell you, dude. That's not what I think. I mean, you're telling me what I think.
I've been in plenty of trailer parks, my friend. I've been in plenty of trailer parks down there in Florida, and I know exactly who's in those trailer parks, and it's plenty of white trash. There's no doubt about that. So don't try to say this is about race. Sir, for me, this is all about force. This is all about being threatened with violence and having my house stolen from me and my family destroyed if I don't want to go along with their little system. Whoever it is they are, whether they are Republicans or they are Democrats, if I don't go along with their plan, they will hurt me, sir. What do you say to that?
Okay, this is where I can understand where you're coming from. I think it's called the World Press Photo Awards. And I think it was in the St. Pete Times today or yesterday where they had the guy that won. It was a picture of this sheriff with a gun drawn in this house that had been foreclosed and furniture just strewn all over the place, just abandoned as people moved out. And it does make you look at the fact that this is happening. Here's this guy creeping around these people's house, looking in closets like perhaps someone's hiding. He feels threatened. That all goes back to the economy. I guarantee you this. This conversation, you'll pick up people with your point of view when the economy is really, really bad. But as the economy gets good, people don't think about going backwards and dismantling and dismantling the government. The government.
That's not going backwards, sir.
Thing.
No, that's not going backwards. That's advancing to the next step of mankind's evolution. It's evolving past the need to control others. It's evolving past the desire to force your neighbors to obey the arbitrary diktats of a bunch of other men and women that they're not even, you know, they don't have any relation to. The government is an antiquated idea. It's the plantation expanded incredibly large.
Are we more socially secure and sophisticated than Sweden or Japan, for example?
Well, wait a minute. What about North Korea? They've got a lot of government over there, too. How about Cuba? How sophisticated are they? Thanks for the call, Ben. 800-259-9231.
And by the way, we've gotten some emails from people in Sweden. They say it's terrible over there. The socialism stifles everything.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not going back to anything. I don't want to go back to the old days. I don't want to return to slavery. We still have slavery today, and it needs to end.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com. You see a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Adam Eve.com has a special offer for you. Go to adameve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, ladies first, we go to Tammy Ray in Alabama. Hello, Tammy Ray.
It's Tommy Ray. Tommy.
Okay. Tommy Ray. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. I'd like to just say, not in a bad, disparaging way, but I think President Obama has gotten off on the wrong foot.
How so?
I think this stimulus package that he's proposing, and people are just yeah-yeah-yeahing over it, and he says that he is a compromise, but I just don't think he really and truly has a real compromise. I just think he's lying to us as a nation.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You think the President of the United States would lie to people?
Yes, the predecessor did.
There you go. Well, I must congratulate you for being very observant, and I think you're absolutely right. Of course he's lying. He's a politician. That's what they do. But yet Americans still seem to fall in line and believe these people. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I believe he's a naturalized Kenyan citizen. I don't believe he's a United States president.
Well, you know, it seems to me that's kind of a distraction. I see where you're coming from, and I understand why people are concerned because, you know, they believe that the Constitution actually matters to people in Washington, D.C., when in point of fact it doesn't.
But I know it doesn't.
But so I can understand where you're coming from there. But I think the real fact that the real thing that people need to pay attention to is, what is this man saying? What is it that he believes? Not where is it that he, you know, what plot of land he was born on, which he was born. And what he believes in is the state. He believes in the government, just as his predecessor did, just as George Bush and just as the other presidents have in the 20th century, you know, in this part of the 20th century. He believes that the state is all, and that more government intrusion in people's lives is appropriate. And that's what we're going to get over the next several years.
Yes, I know that, and I understand all of that. And it's not, he's wanting to do the second New Steal, as the first New Steal was done in the 30s. They want to call it a deal, but it's really a steal.
Yep. I hope we don't even get to that point. And I thank you for the call tonight, Tammy Ray, or Tommy Ray, rather. Thank you. 800-259-9231. You know, it'd be nice if we started to see some secession before we get to that point. I'll keep my fingers crossed for it. Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Gene, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
Hey, Gene, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Oh. All right, how are you doing tonight?
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your last people there talking, and I don't understand what they get against President Obama, because, I mean, like you said, all politicians lie.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can't understand is the other fella on there, he come across as everything was racial. Well, there's nothing racial about the United States. I mean, we're over that point.
Well, I think some people are.
I feel that we're way above or up on that hill of getting over that point.
I agree.
And what I can't understand is why people can't get jobs. I mean, if there's no work there for you, invent some work. There's always someone somewhere wanting to buy something. There's something always for sale.
I always find it hard to believe when someone tells me they can't find a job. I mean, it seems like McDonald's is always hiring. So I think when someone claims they can't find a job, it usually means that they can't find a job that they want.
Exactly. They can't get the money they want, but there's a job there for every person that wants to work.
Let's
get off of welfare.
It's absolutely true. You know, I had a job as the man. You know, I was working for a radio station, and the radio station changed hands, and essentially everybody was let go, and I was one of that everybody, and I had to have a job, and somebody had to pay the mortgage, so I went out and got a job driving a taxi. I didn't do it forever. I got another radio job.
If you're willing to do the work, there's work. It may not be what you want at the time.
It wasn't.
You can find something else, but there's always a job out there if you get out and hustle and try to find it.
Absolutely right. There's no doubt about it. Gene, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, sir. Other than they need to lay off the teachers, because teachers are not making enough money. I mean, they need way more than what they're getting now.
Well,
you know?
What they need to do is to get the government completely out of the education system so that we can find out what teachers are worth and actually have the ones that are worthwhile in the marketplace, while the useless ones, which are all over the place in the government system, while the useless teachers are given the pink slip. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. But what we have now, you were talking about the unions earlier, Mark, and how they're just so powerful, especially the teachers' union. What we have now is a situation where the system that they have created for themselves protects the worst of the teachers. The teachers that are bad, and the kids know which ones are bad. I knew which ones were the worst ones when I was in school, and there was always a situation. It seemed like every few years, the kids would get so upset about one particular teacher. Parents would complain. There'd be some sort of concerted effort to try to get something done about this one awful, lazy teacher. And what would happen would be that nothing would happen. The parents would complain and nothing would happen, because you can't touch these people. They are so completely insulated from any sort of negative consequences for doing a poor job that they have no real reason to do a good job. There's no incentive for them to do anything well, to innovate or to change anything about what they're doing, because they can just keep doing the shoddy job that they're doing, and they'll keep getting paid what they're getting paid. And when they reach their retirement age, they'll get a sweet retirement. retirement pension from the government system. The bad teachers are entrenched by the current system that we have today, and the teachers that want to innovate, they can't because the rules of the bureaucratic structure in the system doesn't allow them to step outside of certain boundaries. I mean, the whole government system is just so oppressive on the education realm. No wonder we've got such a bad situation out there.
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go after the teachers. The fact is, what you're saying is absolutely true. However, when you look at government pay and what teachers get versus what other government bureaucrats get, so, I mean, they're essentially doing the same job, right? Or you look at what teachers get in public schools and you look at what teachers get in private schools. The fact is, public school teachers get paid more than bureaucrats with four-year degrees, you know, comparable degrees like they have. They get paid more than private school teachers. They just get paid more. They have a very powerful lobby, and it results in them getting paid more than they are worth.
For a fraction of the year's work, too, as well. All right, we continue with your calls. Grant is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Grant. You're on Free Talk Live. Grant? In Florida.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just have a response to the guy that was complaining a while ago about the response to Katrina. I went through Charlie. I lived in Punta Gorda, Florida, and lost just about everything.
Yeah, it sure came in hard there.
Sir?
It came in hard there. I was in Sarasota, Florida at the time.
Yeah, it is good. And then with my unerring sense of where to live, I moved to New Orleans.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
And then Katrina came in. Well, I'm a commercial pilot. Hmm. And after Katrina came in, within an hour to an hour and a half, there was Coast Guard-y copters flying
Coast Guard
around
what?
There.
Copters, okay.
Yeah, the Coast Guard was there looking to help. And I looked up at those guys and I thought to myself, I wouldn't be flying in this weather. I wouldn't be up there. You know, the government did all that it could initially to help us.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
What was that guy that was on just a little while ago? You know, does he want, you know, all the government funds to support emergency crews sitting around twiddling their thumbs?
No, I don't want a single. I don't believe that you should be required to pay a single dollar to support any government program that goes in and, you know, saves people from natural disasters.
Thank you, Grant. I'm sorry we're out of time for this hour, but I thank you for the call.
I think that's best done by the free market.
There's no doubt that there are going to be examples in the government disaster relief realm where you can point to and say, see, they did good things here. Sure, they spent so much money, inevitably somebody had to get helped. The point is, it's wasteful, it's inefficient, and they prevented others from coming in who wanted to help. So if there was another group like the Red Cross or the Walmart or whoever that wanted to come in, they weren't allowed to. Hour 3 is coming up. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.